This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on November 10th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service is OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. I don't know if that's much of an auspicious beginning, but we are together for 3 big hours of trivia equipment holding. Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe there is a ghost in the machine, so to speak, as it were. Yeah, where's Marianne when we need her? In any event, last week's Monday Night Trivia was very abridged, as you might remember, like 20 minutes after the game. And I said that we would save our straggler, so we have. It will be retired tonight if you don't get it. But you've had now 2 weeks to think about it. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right, so that's the straggler. We have 11 bumper stumpers and a theme. We'll see how you do on that. Most of them, if not all of them, big names. Well, actually, yeah, I think they all qualify as big names. For the most part, we're not going to play their hits, obviously, but they all have something in common. So with that in mind, when you don't know my question and you have no idea about the bumpers, and how could you, we haven't even played any yet, then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. We aim to please. Everybody knows something about something, and I love it when we start with charts, and that's what we're going to do with Billy Bob and with Chris. So Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 64th time caller.
Oh, that must be lucky.
Hey, can I get my request song in quick?
Right.
I don't know if you'll want to like it or not, but it was by Ringo Starr, Time on My Hands, produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. What else?
All righty. And then I got some of them stinkers, Thanksgiving stinker songs.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I should have mentioned, of course, we are in the full swing of voting on the world's first hit records. All right, so...
Naughty you.
Yeah, well, so let me finish with the diatribe here before we get them. And the deal is we will vote until the day before Thanksgiving, and we'll play your top 10 back on Thanksgiving night on a live show. But since it's a top 10, it's a cumulative vote. So if you hear somebody else vote for it and you hate it, make sure you second or third it, to say the least. Now, the only criteria of the record has got to be a hit, and I mean a bona fide hit, no questions asked. Beyond that, we don't care about the decade, we don't care about the genre. So with that in mind, what you got to add?
Well, how about Tennessee Birdwalk? Does that qualify?
Oh, does it ever? Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Jack and Misty. All right.
Right.
So let's get that down. Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody else put in for Disco Duck yet?
No, but I think you will.
All right.
Okay, Rick Dees and his Band of Renown. Okay, let's get...
You got it.
All right, Rick Dees, that would be Disco Duck. All right.
And Gail Garnett will sing in the sunshine.
Oh, yes, always gets votes. You're the first one this year. Gail Garnett, we'll sing in the sunshine, we'll laugh every day. Okay, got it.
Hats off to Larry.
Really? Broke her.
Yeah,
all right. Well, let's see. Hats off to Larry. That would be Del Shannon, I do believe. So let's see. Del Shannon. Hats off to Larry. Okay. I like
one more.
Uh-huh.
Due to Freddie.
Oh, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Right.
Yes, the follow-up to I'm Telling You Now. Okay, Freddie.
Did anybody get YMCA yet?
No, you want to add that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done with the songs.
Okay, let's get village people here. I'm doing this alphabetically so that we will be able to know when someone seconds it'll find it easily. Village people, YMCA. Okay. All right. Very good. Fine choices. Thank you for your votes. You can vote as often as you want, but never twice for the same song. All right. So we're going to do charts.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And we're going to do charts this week in history.
Yep.
1965. All right. Let's find them here. 1965 this week. Well, they're here somewhere.
I heard you echoing, wandering off there. You must have been looking for that book.
You're absolutely right. Well, actually, I was just reaching out. I knew exactly where the book was, but I had to reach over to grab it. So that's my exercise for the day. I am now exercised.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. I'm now exercised. Okay. Number one. One. Get off of my cloud.
Well, that's naturally the Rolling Stones.
Number two. A Lover's Concerto.
The Toys?
Yes. Number three. 1, 2, 3.
Len Barry?
Yes. Number four. You're the One.
You're the One. You're the One.
A Pittsburgh record on the Cohen C label.
Yeah. Well, even if you played it, I don't think I'd get that one.
Well, that's the Vogues. That's okay. You're allowed three wrong.
Oh, yeah. You're the One That I Only Love, Baby. Yeah. You're the One. Yeah, yeah, I remember it.
Number five, I Hear a Symphony.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can do this.
Pass.
The Supremes.
By golly.
Number six, Rescue Me.
Oh, how about Martha and the Vandals?
No, not even the right city. This is a Chicago record. Well, actually, it's technically a St. Louis record, but we're calling it a Chicago record.
Well, I've struck out this week. I'll try next
week.
Well,
I think you get one more, don't you? No, I guess that was three. Yes, you're right. You're right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. So, wow. I figured Fontella Bass, and that's who that was, Fontella Bass, would be an easy one, but perhaps not. All right. So, Chris in Ohio also wants to do charts. All right, Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Since we're on the subject of turkeys, I'd like to nominate every song that Billy Bob just nominated, except Tennessee Bird Walk.
Okay, so that would be The Village People. I got to go back and look through this.
Yeah.
That would also be Rick Dees. All right, let's see.
Uh-huh.
What else did he nominate? Got them in alphabetical order, so now I've got to try and remember. You don't want to nominate Jack and Misty because you like Tennessee Bird Walk, okay?
Well, I like Jack. He was my Facebook friend.
Yeah. What do you mean was? Is he no longer with us?
I'm not sure, but he's no longer active.
I think that after Misty died, he went back, I think, to Nashville, maybe to live with one of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, God love them. They both, till Misty's dying today, they lied for a decade about their ages. And so,
I know.
Yeah. So consequently, and boy, she looked good for it too. She was in her 90s when she died. And of course, he is too. So I hope he's still with us and hope he's doing reasonably well. But that's a shame that he's no longer online. All right. So we'll keep that there. But you don't like Hats Off to Larry, huh? Okay.
No.
I don't edit the votes. Let's see what I think that I think that's all we had from him, unless I'm missing one. But Gail Garnett, We'll Sing in the Sunshine. Okay.
Hey, let's take that off too.
Okay.
I didn't hear him. I didn't catch that.
Oh yeah, no, he did. Gail Garnett, We'll Sing in the Sunshine. All right, so and you want to add to this?
It's only a 3-hour show, Raleigh.
I got time, trust me, and you can call every night.
Yeah. Well, I don't come prepared, and I don't want to waste the audience's time.
All right. Well, when you think of more, and you will, you'll just have to turn on the radio, and some will immediately come to mind. All right, XM is good for that. All right. So now let's see. We are in November, so let's find November of 1966.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's your week. That would be the week of November 12th. We'd be in. So that's your choice. All right. Number one, Poor Side of Town.
Johnny Rivers.
Number two, Last Train to Clarksville.
The Monkees.
Number three, 96 Tears.
Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Number four, Good Vibrations.
The Beach Boys.
Number five, Dandy.
Herman's Hermit.
Yes. Number six, Winchester Cathedral.
The Nude Vaudeville Band.
Absolutely. Number seven, You Keep Me Hanging On. The original.
The Supremes.
Yes. Number eight, If I Were a Carpenter.
Bobby Darin.
Yes. Number nine, these people should be shot for this. Devil with a Blue Dress and Good Golly Miss Molly.
Oh, my God. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Yeah, and you know, Devil with a Blue Dress was such a great record by Shorty Long. They decimated it. All right.
I know.
Number 10. Number 10 is one of the biggest East L.A. Hispanic request records ever. Number 10, I'm Your Puppet.
James and Bobby Purify.
Absolutely right. So you got the top 10. We'll see how far you go. You ready?
Okay.
You've won already, so this doesn't count against you. Number 11.
All right.
Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Or Tops.
Number 12. Walk Away, Renee.
It's a Motown group. No.
It was on Smash.
This is the original. This is The Last Bank.
Yes, right, exactly. It's not the Four Tops. Number 13, Love is a Hurtin' Thing.
Yeah, that's what really threw me. Two Four Tops songs back. And I know they weren't charting frequently.
Exactly.
That was the original, yeah. Love is a Hurtin' Thing. Oh, and my favorite Lou Rawls song.
Okay, good. Number 14, Hooray for Hazel.
On ABC.
Yes.
Bubblegum before Bubblegum was a thing.
He was from Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. Tommy Rowe.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Number 15, Rain on the Roof.
Loving Spoonful.
Yes. Number 16, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadows?
Rolling Stone.
Yes. Number 17, Born Free. Wouldn't you like to hear those back-to-back on some radio station?
Oh, I'm sure somebody played it that way.
I am too. That's what's wrong.
Roger Williams.
Yes, number 18, What's Become of the Brokenhearted?
Jimmy Ruffin.
Yes, and what a wonderful song. Number 19, Go Away, Little Girl. It's the remake, of course, on BT Puppy Records.
The Happening.
Yes, number 20, Coming On Strong.
Brenda Lee.
Yes, number 21, Lady Godiva.
Peter and Gordon.
Number 22, and True Confessions, this is where I would lose it. I don't know that I've ever heard this record, but you know the artist. Who Am I?
Petula Clark.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know the record, but obviously you do. Number 23, a great record, but I don't know that I've ever heard it by them. But okay, C.C. Rider. And the record got up to number 10. Oh, God.
Can you give me a hint?
British. Obviously, it's a remake.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. All right, British, that was fabulous. All I needed. It was The Animals.
Yes, it was. Eric Burden End. Number 24, You Don't Have to Paint Me a Picture. The handwriting's on the wall.
Yes. The only thing you dislike about Snuff Garrett.
Actually, no. I love Snuff Garrett for making Gary Lewis sound okay. So, yes, you know. All right. So,
yeah, right.
I thought he was a miracle worker. Are you kidding? Number 25, Look Through Any Window. What do you see? This is not the Hollies. This is not the original.
Oh, this remake?
Yeah, I know. It's not. That would have been a little earlier. But yeah, Look Through Any Window. And it was not a big hit, but it is a big group. And who would blame you for not knowing this? That might have been as high as it got.
Yeah, I was not totally unaware that there was a remake of that.
Well, me too. It was the Mamas and the Papas. I know. Stunned silence. Doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Okay, now let's see.
All right. Well,
I don't think that's a remake.
Oh, you think it's a different song?
I think it's a different song.
Let me see
if I can look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute, because I'll see if I can find it. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Great.
And we'll pick it up right after this with your first bumper stumper on WGN Radio.
I've been faithful. I've been true. I've done everything you asked me to. You know I love you. If you love me too, I dream about you every night. I can't keep still until I can hold you tight. All I've been doing is wanting you, but it would be twice as nice if you wanted me to. With your cooperation, how happy we could be. When I give you all my love, give it all right back to me. There's a twinkle in your eye. I'm beginning now to realize what I've been saying has been so true. Everything is twice as nice between me and you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper, so you're not going to know what he has in common with anybody else, but hopefully you know who it is. Yeah, you absolutely know this artist. You just may not know him doing this song. In fact, I'm kind of counting on it. All right. I am wrong. I would say mark this down in history, but I'm wrong so often, really, you can't keep tally. But I said to Chris, yes, look through any window. It turns out it's look through my window, which I didn't discover until I looked for the damn record. I've still never heard it. Would you have known it, Chris?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, good. We're going to keep going then. But for I'm going to play a little of this for everybody, including for myself, because I've flat out never heard this record. All right.
On my roof, and it does not ask for blue.
Who'd they pay to get that to number 25? All right, so you really gotta wonder. ABC Dunhill and its finest. All right, number 25. You ready?
Yes.
This is another one I wouldn't know, but at least now the title is correct. I just don't know what to do with myself.
Oh, man, it was an obscure one. That didn't get very far. Kind of an R&B song, isn't it?
No.
And British?
No.
I'm completely up on that one, then.
Oh, well, when you sit, well, I hesitated on no, but I do not consider Dionne Warwick to be R&B, to say the least. And I really don't consider things written by Bacharach and Davis to be R&B, but here we go.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't one of her bigger hits.
I've never heard it.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I've got a few suggestions for that. All right. But obviously you aced it. You did wonderfully, as usual. I wouldn't expect any less.
Thank you.
All right. So we will check your address. Hang on, I'll give you to John. And if you think of those world's worst, because I know you will, you don't hesitate on calling back.
All right, thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, Chris is the king there. I screwed up, wrong title. Still don't know the darn song. But Look Through Any Window by the Hollies was actually a decent record. All right, that Mamas and Papas was painful. All right, we're doing, I believe, 1964 with Barry. So Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. We're doing 64, 65, and 66, right?
How about that? All right, so 64, so we want this week in 1964. And that's a stretch for you. You were a kid, right?
8 years old, maybe.
Yeah, it's a kid. All right. And but listening to the radio, so good enough. Number one, Baby Love.
Supremes.
Number two, Last Kiss. Oh, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, and I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
The D Clock?
No, no. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven much too far. They're in the road. All right, enough of that. All right, number three, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
Manfred Mann. Number four, Leader of the Pack.
Shangri-La's.
Yes. Number five, Let It Be Me. It was a duet. And it was a
Chicago. Beverly Brothers.
No, Chicago duet. Male and female.
Boy.
Let It Be Me.
Oh.
Huge male Chicago singer who started out in the Impressions. I'm doing all I can for you here.
I know you're giving me, you're telling me. No, I don't know.
All right. Well, that would be, of course, Betty Everett and Jerry Butler.
Oh, boy. Can I give some of my turkeys?
I hope you will. All right. I really hope you will. Let me get that list out. God knows. All right. So I am poised to write. What we got?
Midnight at the Oasis.
Okay, Maria Muldaur. All right, let me... that's interesting. You're our first Maria Muldaur this year. How strange. But all right, it's always a perennial winner. Muldaur, L-D-A-U-R. Okay.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Yes, okay. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. What else you got?
Which Way You Going, Billy?
Oh, God. Poppy Family. Oh, what a terrible... Oh, man, painful. Okay, Poppy Family. Which Way You Going, Billy? Obviously the wrong way. Wish it was going down the charts. All right, so there you are. What else?
Horse with No Name.
What is it?
Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name, America, yes. Yes, very good.
And I think that's it.
Well, that's a fine, fine list. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we have Fran in Austin who wants lyrics from 1964. So what I've decided to do, Fran, since poor Barry didn't do too well on the charts there, we got to record number seven here, and that's the one I'm going to give you lyrics for. So
okay,
number seven. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I long to share it. I know you can do this.
I thought it was Come Right Back.
Yeah, no, Come Right Back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I long to share it. Come right back, I'll show you my love is strong. Yeah, and then...
Have I the right?
Yes, absolutely right. There you go. That's it. Have I the right?
Right. He always sounds like he's like furious. Have I the right? You know, I'm like, boy, no, you better not touch me, not with that anger in your voice. No
right.
way.
Right. The Honeycomb, that's a medley of their hit, obviously.
And well, I've got, of course, more turkeys.
I can't wait. What you got?
Okay, I'm going to third or whatever Disco Duck.
All right. Yes. I'm getting new hatred for that song after I found out that the poor duck voice got $25.
Oh man!
I
didn't think I could hate it more, but that makes it that works.
Yep, does for me. All right. What else you got?
And in the same line, since he got me thinking about disco, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Oh, God, yes, Rod Stewart. Yes, all right.
And I would vote for the whole Bee Gees catalog, but I know I can't do that, so Staying Alive.
Okay, all right.
I started a... I started a joke.
Even better. But I'm writing this down. But, you know, it is a real wonder that a group that could be doing those, you know, I started a joke in New York mining disaster, would come back in under a decade with Staying Alive. You know, I mean, it's amazing to me that that even happened.
Yeah, I know.
Because most of those earlier were so depressing.
They were, and then I can't stand that guy's voice either. give me fingernails and a chalkboard. I'd rather hear that.
Yeah. Sing with less emotion, fella. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And there was some more. I know that
can't be it. Yes, I know you'll come up with another.
No, that's not it. Yeah.
Okay. Are you there? Hello, hello? Fran? Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, Fran, we know your address. Yes, we know where you live. All right, so I'll put Fran on hold in case she's still there, and maybe John will figure it out, but I don't know what happened to her. And I hope whatever it was isn't going to be what happened to the phones. All right. All right. I should mention that our straggler will be gone by the end of the night. If you don't get it, I reveal it. And that is, men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right. So there's your question. You have your first bumper stumper, and I'm going to give you another one coming up. Oh, indeed. What happened to it here? All right. I just looked at the screen and I think it disappeared. Who could blame it? All right, so I'll pick something even better from 1976, I do believe, and then we'll get your choice of whatever else you want to do. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about my straggler question, you have your own category, and we'll prove it with Lisa in Dundee, who wants Andy Griffith TV. Yeah, that was a soap opera. I mean, off the air. Shall we talk about Aunt B? All right, or not. Coming up on WGN Radio.
Love is a flower that blooms in the springtime.
In the springtime,
beneath the light of the moon. In the springtime.
In the springtime,
we're grooving together like two turtle doves. Since I met you, baby, everything coming up.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's your second bumper stumper. Anything becoming clearer? Well, maybe you know who the artist is anyway. That's fairly easy, comparatively speaking. So men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right, now before I do anything else, I always defer to the first-time callers. And Mike is one, and he's from Winfield. So Mike, welcome to WGN Radio. Winfield as in Philadelphia suburb?
Winfield as in a Chicago suburb.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, we are delighted to have you.
Yeah. Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you did.
I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you finally called. I hope you're going to make it a habit. So what are we working on?
So how about men check their phone?
Oh, I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Ah, That was my best guess.
Oh.
And the song that I couldn't stand that I would like to add to the turkey comment,
yes,
that maybe isn't on your list, I Shot the Sheriff.
Oh, a fine choice. All right. Very good. All right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
Have a great night.
You too. Call again. All right. Yes, I Shot the Sheriff. All right. All right. There you go. Excellent choice. Now, let's see. What are we doing with Marguerite in Chicago's got some guesses. All right, Marguerite, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call, Riley. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to try and guess the straggler.
Okay.
Okay. So men get up to make something to eat at night more than women?
I like it. It's not right, but I like it.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, use the bathroom?
Nope.
I can't think of anything else.
Oh, man. Well, if you do, the only hint I'll give you is it's simple. It's really simple. All right. So there's nothing complex about this answer.
Something men do four times more than women? Snore?
Nope. But think about it and call me back.
Yeah, okay. Right. And also, I want to, are you guessing, is this something in common with the Bumper Stumpers?
There is. What do you think it is?
Are they Chicago artists?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right, and thank you for the show.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
So far, we haven't played any Chicagoans. First guy, originally from Durham, that should give it away, but New York, you'd normally think. And the second guy, you'd normally think Detroit. All right, so, but it has nothing to do with the theme in terms of where they're from, but there's something that they all share. All right, so you'll hear another one of them after the news, which is coming up in a moment. Then Lisa and Dundee wants her Andy Griffith TV trivia, and I will be ready. Scott and Oak Lawn is calling in, and there's a couple lines available for you. Well, there's one right now, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? If you don't get it by the end of the third hour, I reveal it. Likewise, all you have to do is know the artists. You win just for that. But if you know the theme, maybe you don't know any of the artists, but you figured out the theme. That'll work, too, on all of our bumper stumpers. And we've got several more to go and two more big hours of trivia. We have Bob manning the fort at Master Control, so I know he keeps me honest about time. So I'm making it a point not to jabber on for too long. At least I hope I'm making it a point not to do that. But so what they'll do is, I think I've already been asked, what about this week's schedule? There is one night where we have an abbreviated show, and only one. And I'll tell you what it is coming up after the news on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so there is your bumper stumper. That's right, 1968, and that was on Phil L.A. of Soul. All right, so who is he? What's he have in common with the other two we've played so far? There's your bumper stumpers. Now your question, which will retire at the end of the night if you don't get it, and if you do, we'll have another question. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what at night? All right, now if you don't know that either, well, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. We prove it every week. Everybody knows something about something. So let's see what we have here. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm good. I've got a couple of turkeys here.
Oh, just fine. All right. I got the list in front of me. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to add to the disco duck list.
Oh, very good. All right.
Yep.
Got them down.
I've got Hotel California.
Oh, yes. Yes. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Mm. All right. Eagles.
And as much as I like Barbara Streisand, and I don't mind the song Memory, but I don't like People.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's add her to the Barbara list here. People. All right.
And then I have one more, Simon and Garfunkel.
All right.
El Condor Pasa.
Oh, very good. Okay.
You say that.
Yeah, there you are. So
I'd rather be a hammer than a nail or
right,
whatever.
Yes, exactly. I always thought it was El Condor Pasta and I got hungry, but okay. All right. El Condor Pasta.
Okay. So, and then, yeah, if you have any, I'll try, Andy Griffith.
Why not? Absolutely. Well, you might remember the episode Keeper of the Flame when Opie and his friends got blamed for causing the fire that burned down Jubal Foster's barn. Now, when Andy agreed to pay for the damages, what did they find out that the real cause of the fire was?
It was Jubal's still.
Absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah.
Running a still and accidentally set the fire himself. So there you have it. Hang on. You're a winner.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good deal. All right. So there you have that. Now, let's see what we can do here. Got several guests. Oh, John in Covington. Hey, John. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Would the order a pizza?
No.
Okay. One and done. Okay.
Okay. So what jockey has ridden the most Kentucky Derby horses in history?
Mike Smith.
Absolutely. And he beat out
right.
And he beat out whose record?
Ooh, I should know this.
Oh, yes, you should, because he's one of the most famous jockeys ever.
I'll say the shoe.
Yeah,
Shoemaker.
Absolutely. Last rode, I think, in 86. He was the oldest, too. All right, well, you're a winner.
He was, let me tell you about, real quick, about that 1986. Oh, he rode Ferdinand, okay?
Right.
And that was in 86. And the old guys that year in sports excelled. Jack Nicklaus was the oldest guy to win the Masters.
Ah.
And there was a couple other things, too. But, I'll hold on. Thank you, Ron.
All right, don't go away. Yes, absolutely, Mike Smith it was. And, I test some of these questions, too. And, of course, AI said it was still Bill Shoemaker. And I said, hey, where you been? All right, so, don't believe what you read there. What do we have? Scott in Oak Lawn's got some guesses. All right, Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right. What do you think?
Okay. I think I got 4 for you. Sorry, I usually have all 6. Sleepwalk?
Nope.
Snore?
Nope.
Yawn out loud?
Nope.
And wear your socks to bed?
Nope.
Oh.
But those are all fine guesses. All right, thanks.
Thank you,
appreciate
lady.
You trying.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
All right. I wear my socks to bed. All right. I think all old people do. That's probably the difference there, either gender. If you're old, you're wearing your socks. All right. So what do we have with Alex in Round Lake? All right, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
So we're going to do literature. All right.
Yes.
We will up-level the timber of the show. All right. Now for something legit. Which author won the National Book Award for 1956 for his novel 10 North Frederick?
I'm sorry, for what?
10 North Frederick.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay.
All right. Before I even give you the answer, I'm going to look up this guy to make sure he's like a legit guy that you should know. Because you know, I wouldn't know. I just read the page. Not a good looking fella. But he was one of America's most prolific writers of short stories.
One more time. What was the?
All right. Yes. And that,
10 North.
Yes. 10 North Frederick. 1956 got the National Book Award for 10 North Frederick.
Updike.
Nope. Well, I'll give you your final hint because this will give it to you.
Okay.
Butterfield. Okay. Butterfield 8.
Oh, O'Hara.
Absolutely. John Henry O'Hara. Yes. In fact, I love the quote that said he probably wasn't the best story writer, but he's the most addictive. And so that was a Paris review. So there you have it. O'Hara it is. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. So absolutely right. And a lot of his stories are set in Gibbsville, Pennsylvania, which his hometown was Pottsville. And so it's kind of barely fictionized to that. All right. He contributed more to The New Yorker than any other writer. Okay. So enough facts about him. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Mike is in Bridgeview. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What's up?
Yeah, I was doing stuff and I kept on hearing that again and again. I go, I got to call again.
Good.
I'm going to say brushing her teeth.
Nope.
All right, I said, how about looking out the window to see if the next door neighbor is naked?
No, nope.
Okay, I'll come up with another one later.
All right, thanks for calling, appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one, you too.
So yeah, that helps if you're living in high rise. You know, I always talk about WLAC and how much I loved their, their R&B shows late at night with Hoss Allen and John Ara and Gene Nobles, who were the jocks, and they played the best gut bucket R&B of like the 50s, and off the record and off the air, they were sort of known, of course, WLAC had 50,000 watts. And, they were also known for, 50,000 ways to look in the hotel across the street. They were the 50,000 watt peeping Toms, don't you know? They even had a telescope. So that's what they were doing between the records. All right. So Naoto is in Japan. We will get to him. And then there is room for you two as well. So 888-876-5593. Myers-Briggs Trivia coming up on WGN Radio.
Come on, baby, to a driving show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the driving show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I bet my penis to a candy bar, you'll be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to a driving show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, you absolutely know who this is. Well, maybe not doing his song, but doing his hits you do. So who is he and what's he have in common with everybody else who've been playing? There's your last bumper stumper there. No one's taking a guess on any of the bumper stumpers yet. Well, maybe the next one. It's worse. Hard to believe, but true. We have our straggler. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? And, of course, we offer you the grand opportunity to have your own category because everybody knows something about something. And with that in mind, of course, Naoto in Japan knows all about Myers-Briggs, and so that's usually what we stick to. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I was just thinking about what if I do if I won the lottery, you know.
Yeah, good. What would you do if you win the lottery? I want to hear this.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I would probably keep my job. It's not that demanding job, so
okay.
You know, it's nice to have something to work on.
Right.
And
sensible.
Maybe, you know, I might buy some nice car and, you know, motorcycles, but I wouldn't change much, you know, like my routines and stuff like that.
Well, you do very well. You know, they always talk about the curse of the lottery, all the people who go broke within years and the people who get murdered and die and all that. But keeping your job and going just have a few of those luxuries, you do very well with that. My only advice is keep your name a secret because you know everybody you've ever known will be hitting you up for money. So you have to do it anonymously. Yeah,
I might be in danger, you know.
Right. I mean, that would be the only way I'd do it. If they announce in my name, I don't want the prize. So,
yeah.
All right. So now we have an interesting question put out to the Myers-Briggs family. And they say, which MBTI type is best at memorizing trivia facts about every subject?
Well, the first type came to my mind is INTP.
Absolutely. Now, there are other people who are voting for ENFP, but I do believe that that your answer is the most cited. So there you go.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so now there's, of course, nothing scientific about this when we're talking about trivia on this, but it is a lot of fun, and Aoto certainly knows his Myers-Briggs types. All right, so Mike called back, and Mike's got, I don't know, more guesses perhaps? Good deal. All right, Mike, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Have another guess or two.
Good.
Number one would be drink alcohol.
No.
Get drunk.
Nope.
Ah, wear a CPAP machine.
Nope.
All right. Well, those are my guesses.
Well, think of something else and call me back.
Thanks.
All right. Good deal. Yes. And yes, more than four times more likely than women to do this at night. All right. I don't know. They could do it in the day, too, I guess. But that's not the way the question was phrased. So there you have it. If you don't get it by the end of the next hour, well, you know what the deal is. I will be revealing it. However, I believe we have a lot more than 90 seconds here to break for the real news. So I thought it was about time we heard for 2020 news.
Rebel Without a Pause plus Mayberry WTF. And Live and Let Fry, I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Raised on robbery. The night was young and so was the pint-sized perp in Berkeley, California. A freewheeling 14-year-old on a frenzied fling, cops claim, going grand theft gonzo more than a dozen times in just a couple of days. The popo couldn't keep pace with Pee-wee, the hells-like teen spirit allegedly hightailing it from one car heist to the next. Teenage chased land, finally cornering the kid when they pulled a tarp off a stolen car and found him inside. Just 14 years old and a rip-roaring rap sheet bigger than he is. Mean Acres, Little House Thieves on the Prairie, a tiny town deep in the heartless of Texas, now considered the most burglarized place in the lodecar state. Calvert, population not quite 1,000, has a relative ranch rustling residence ripoff rate that's tops in Texas. Some small town swindler even stole 5 cows from one family. Everything's bigger in Texas, even this violation of village virtues and values. From dusk till gone. Lames Bond. I spy with my little eye someone who is a wannabe. A nitwit Brit will do hard time for handing over secrets to supposed Russian agents. Inspector Clueless got suckered by the spy sting. Fool Britannia falling for counterfeit KGB undercovers who were really British agents. The traitor twerp's ex-wife testified he would dream about being like James Bond. Now Gold Stinker comes in from the cold to serve his 7-year sentence. No longer at liberty to slobber over screenings of cinematic stylings of secret agent men. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, he's actually Steve Langford, as you know. We talked to him last week. He and Kevin Gershon got together to do that, and it's a lot of fun. And if you were a fan of CKLW's 2020 News, you know the deal. Wonderful writing, and the stories are all legit. And so they do one a day, and they're 90 seconds long, and I like them. They got video, too, and there's a link on Raleigh.net if you want to see them with the video. But there's three stories that are probably not covered, or if they are, certainly not covered that way. All right, so we'll get to Mark and Aurora, And that'll be Charts 1976. Ah, we're moving to the 70s. And, of course, you know the deal, voting on the world's worst hit records now through the night before Thanksgiving. Then on Thanksgiving night, live show, unless there's sports interruptions, but I don't think so, we play them back live, your top 10. So it is a tally. So if you hear somebody else voting for something truly god-awful, remember, you've got to second it. So that is the deal with that. And you can do that anytime we're on the air, no matter what we're talking about. You can interrupt us and vote for the song that you absolutely hate. I'll tell you what. All right, so that there is the deal. This is Monday Night Trivia. We're halfway through it, so soon you'll be the straggler will be revealed, unless you get it. Maybe this hour on WGN Radio.
That's all I am, is just your string along. Someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone and need some company, you always turn to me, string along. That's all I do, is sort of string along. You never seem to notice I'm along. Although I hope and pray that you will meet me someday. All I ever do is tag along with you, and no matter where you chance to roam, I'm just satisfied to be by your side. Here, there, near, far, I wanna be anywhere you are. Treat me wrong, and maybe soon you'll lose your string along. Someone may come and bring a love that's strong, and wanna string along with me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. About 3 years later, Ricky Nelson would make it a hit, but that was the first time you heard it, and that's a well-known artist, too. Who is he? 888-876-5593. So there's your bumper stumper. Maybe you know the theme. Maybe you know the artist. We'll take anything you got. And, of course, our straggler. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? And, of course, we defer to first-time callers, and Greg in Plainfield is one of them. So, Greg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how are you?
All right, thanks.
You had me thinking on my way home from the gym, and I just like, what is that? What could that possibly be? I'm thinking, so I really got involved. Good show, by the way.
Thank you.
Never heard the show before, but the only thing I could guess, I just looked at my past relationships, and I thought, one thing I always do, I dread the next morning, and so I always pray before I go to bed. I'm always praying. I've never seen a woman pray, so I'm sure I'm wrong, but that's the only thing I could think of.
I love that answer. Yes, exactly. No, that's not it.
Well, I have to.
Don't bring your dates home in the future. You should be the one to leave.
Right? You got it. That's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Call me again. Well, I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Good deal. Yeah, you want to control that as far as that goes. Yeah, either that or got to gnaw off your arm to get it out from under while they're still asleep. All right. Gee, I can't imagine what we're talking about. All right, so Gary is in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine.
Well, good. So we're not going to do radio questions. We're going to do charts?
Yeah, we're going to do charts.
All right.
I haven't done charts in a while. So,
okay. I like that. Now,
sorry.
Not only are we doing charts, but did it say 1972? Did I read that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my. 72.
Oh, you are a glutton for punishment.
I was listening to KAA White back then.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Well, you know, at night they covered everything. So
yeah, they did. I could hear them in the day, too, which is even worse. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yeah, when I first started to fly, when I was still, I wasn't a preteen, but I was an early teen, I would go to see radio stations on the weekend because they always had things like student fairs or stuff like that. And I'll never forget, I decided I wanted to see KAY. I didn't realize at night they broadcast from the transmitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the airport was nowhere near the transmitter. So,
yeah.
Exactly. So
they had that. the sounder, you know, masking the fan.
Yes.
You know, during Beaker Street. You know,
yes.
Stuff.
Exactly. Oh man! So I never did get there, by the way. But got to Little Rock, but never did get to the station. All right. So we're gonna do. I guess this would be the week of November 11th, 1972. You ready?
All right.
Number one, I can see clearly now.
Johnny Nash.
Absolutely. Yes, he finally found his footing. You know, they tried to make him the answer to Johnny Mathis in the 50s. And, yeah, it took him years before he started to have hits, and it was only with that Jamaican stuff. Number two, Knights in White Satin.
Moody Blues.
Yes, I'm sorry to say that's true. Number three, I'd Love You to Want Me. Oh, God.
Oh. Not Cheap Trick.
Oh, no, no. It's much worse than that. I think Florida. Think Phil Gernhardt producing it. You know, the guy responsible for the Royal Guardsman. So,
yeah.
So this is a Florida guy. One name, one word.
Was it Lobo?
Yes, absolutely right. Lobo. All right.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. Number four, Freddie's Dead.
Curtis Mayfield.
Number five, I'll Be Around.
Spinners.
Number six, Garden Party.
Rick Nelson.
Number seven, My Ding-a-Ling.
Chuck Berry.
Yes, and what a shame that was his only number one pop hit.
I don't think K.A. White played that one.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Sure. I don't think they did.
They didn't play it when it was the original Toy Bell, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Number eight, I Am Woman.
Helen Reddy.
Number nine, Convention 72.
Oh, Goodman and Buchanan.
No, it's one word. Let's see if I can...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one word. As a group name, so to speak, Convention 72. You should actually know this.
Oh, I would. Should.
Yeah, you should.
I should know it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because they were only a group for this record, but I'm trying to think of what I can tell you about them because there is something, I'm sure. Absolutely.
I don't think I've heard that song since 72. So.
Yeah. a guy I used to know on radio, Bob DiCarlo, created this group, actually. And, you know, I always talk about CO and CE, Nick Sensi's label and all that. So, of course, we're talking Pittsburgh. They put together Convention 72. So the morning guy, the guy I knew from KQV, was on it, and they had Troglodyte in it, and I Gotcha, and Lean on Me, and Sealed with a Kiss, and Happiest Girl in the USA, and Jungle Fever, and yes. So you don't remember who he was or what it was? You
want? No, I don't.
The Delegates, Convention 72, Delegates,
yeah.
and the voice was Bob DiCarlo, who was was a morning man. So that was that was the deal. All right. Well, that's okay. You're entitled to three wrong, and I know you won't get any more wrong. So we'll go to number 10. Oh God, Witchy Woman.
The Eagles.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. All right. Well, 90%. You're a winner.
And I got some votes.
Oh, I'm so glad. So let's see. Tell me.
Speaking of the Eagles, we'll just throw Hotel California in there.
Oh, very good. All right. What else you got?
Yeah, if you're on the air, it's a great song because you can step out for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. You usually get to 7-Eleven. It's over 7 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope you don't lock yourself out.
Well, yeah. yeah.
And then we got Staying Alive. I'll second that one.
Fine choice.
And... I Started a Joke.
Ah, yes.
Another one, YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put that one in there.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a couple more. Late December at 63.
Oh, okay. Four Seasons?
Yeah, right. Four Seasons. Now, I could put all sorts of Four Seasons songs in there, but...
Some of them I liked, but... all right. What else you got?
No, let's see. the three Billy songs, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Which Way You Going, Billy, and Rub It In by Billy Crash Craddock.
Oh, Rub It In, Rub It In. You didn't like Billy Crash Craddock. All right.
No, I didn't like that one either.
All right, Billy, I'm writing Crash Craddock. All right, that's our first Rub It In this year. But we have had it in the past.
Yeah.
Rub It In, yeah. Rub It well, In. All right, so very good. All fine.
And I guess that'll do it for now.
Well, a good choice is one and all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I'll have more. So
I'm counting on it.
Know.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
thanks.
It. All right, so yes, indeed. Now, let's see. All right, John in Covington's got a bumper guess. Okay, what do you think, John?
Well, I've never gotten a bumper, and I don't think I'm going to get this one either, but I think I got it confused with the album cut I have. The String Along song, it wouldn't be Rick Nelson, would it?
No, that's the hit. And that's what I say. Rick Nelson had a hit with it 3 years later. This is the original.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Raleigh.
Good deal. Thanks for Bye-bye. Calling. Yeah, no, Rick Nelson had the hit and sounded a lot better, actually, because he had good production behind him. That's what saved him every time. All right, so we will, and Mike called back from Bridgeyard. We're going to get some guesses. Dave on the north side wants Gunsmoke multiple choice. Yeah, him and his multiple choice. But we'll do that. I've got a question picked out for him. Laura and Willowbrook's doing something, and Mark from Aurora is doing charts. And there is one, count them, one line available for you on Monday Night Trivia, 888-876-5593. On WGN Radio.
Tell me where I came to lose your love. Tell me what did I do wrong? Was it only make-believe? Why it lasted all so long?
Much a gift. They opened for the Rolling Stones in 64 on their tour of California, and they were regulars on the Beach Boys tour. And yep, California duo. Who are they? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see what we've got. We got a little over an hour, by the way, so if you don't get in this hour, we got another hour to go. And we've got Dave on the north side. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, so you want a multiple choice Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Now, you know, when you ask for multiple choice, I look for questions that are a bit harder, you know, and that's the deal. So I want to know who was the actor that portrayed Marshall Matt Dillon on the radio for 9 years before the television show. Was it Raymond Burr, William Conrad, Orson Welles, or Howard McNear? And the reason this actor did not get the part was because they thought he was too fat for TV.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the guy that played on TV was fatter, bigger.
No.
What are the choices again?
Raymond Burr, Orson Welles, Howard McNear, William Conrad.
Conrad.
Absolutely right. William Conrad it is. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. So, yeah, they said, sorry, you're too fat. You're not going to get to try out for TV. And I know if that were today, of course, everybody would be up in arms, political correctness and all that. But back then, that one was just fine. All right, what do we have? I believe Cleveland Dennis knows some of our bumpers. All right, so go for it. What do you know?
Well, I couldn't quite hear the one, but I'm pretty sure it was Jan and Dean that you recently played.
I played no Jan and Dean.
Yikes, because what? I thought they were opening up for the Rolling Stones.
Nope.
Back on that tour. But, yeah, I'm going to have a request at some point in the future from all over the world.
Oh, God, I think it's Tammy. Jan and Dean. Yeah, Tammy.
Or,
God,
no, let's put that on the worst
Well, do you think it's a worst? I mean, I might, but do you think it's a worst?
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
And I normally don't have any requests for the bad, but anyhow.
All right. Well, I'm looking for my list now. I've lost my list. Oh, here we are. All right. So, yeah. Jan and Dean. All right. Yes.
I have a couple more, if I could remember them, that were the bumpers. She's, wait, let me get this right in my head. She's the wonderful. The one song you played was a big hit.
Well, yeah, She's Some Kind of Wonderful. That was a big hit for Grand Funk afterwards. But this is not the same Some Kind of Wonderful the Drifters did. All right, so She's Some Kind of
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Johnny C.
Absolutely. The fantastic Johnny C on Phil LA of Soul. You are 100% right. What else did you know?
I got the fantastic in there somewhere twice today. All right. The other one is, this is a long shot. Sounded just like Ricky Nelson, I think, when you played it. Fabian?
Yep. Absolutely. Fabian did the original string along. Yes, he did.
Okay.
Very
okay.
good. All
but
right.
now.
Yes.
I just want to say this. When you were having the discussion with somebody about Have I the Right, the Honeycombs?
Yes.
I just saw for the first time about 6 months ago my one younger friend. He's about 50. And he knows I like this type of music. He had a video of it, of Have I the Right,
uh-huh.
And I thought it was the most unique video, and particularly for that time, and I'm pretty sure that video is from the mid-60s, where the lead singer kind of moved around amongst the set there mm-hmm. and was singing, you know, and he was like in front of the female drummer, and then he was with some of the other guitar players
mm-hmm.
holding the microphone. But if anybody wants to be entertained by some old video from the 60s, Have I the Right but Honeycombs is it. But
and of course, it's produced by Joe Meek, who could have kept a team of psychiatrists busy. So lots of stories there.
Interesting, yeah. But that's a British group, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
If
it's Joe Meek, you know it's going to be British.
What? Okay, well, then...
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I've blown the break, as usual. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's all right. We got another hour to go. All right. I was afraid I'd do that, but say, I'm nothing if not consistent.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do when the sun goes down and all the lights are low? What am I going to do? The love we used to know. I remember the happiness we knew. Darling, can't we make up soon? 'Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do. What am I gonna do on Wednesday night when I used to call you on the phone? What am I gonna say at the record hop when I show up alone? They'll all ask me, what's become of you? Darling, can't we make up soon? 'Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do.
nothing's gonna be the same. Now what am I gonna do on Saturday night when everything goes wrong? What am I gonna feel when the radio plays our favorite song?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? That's kind of a gift, I think. And yeah, any idea what the theme might be? Well, if you know the artist, you know your theme, you win on that. Now, this is our final hour for our straggler. Men are four times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what? All right. And then, of course, if you don't know my straggler and you have no ideas about my bumpers, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. You can also vote on the world's worst hit records. You can do that no matter what we're doing until the night before Thanksgiving, after which we tally them and play them live on Thanksgiving night, a night of turkeys. What could be more appropriate? So I so rudely interrupt Cleveland Dennis, and I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, how about... when you were talking about Cannon being overweight, all right? We weren't talking about it, but I just want to make a comment. He was in all these movies,
yeah.
And he wasn't that quite overweight, but I guess for Gunsmoke,
well,
I guess he might have been.
Remember, this was a decision they were making in the early to mid-50s. So,
right.
You know, that times change, and fairly rapidly after that.
Well, probably, but I remember seeing him. I always thought he was a good, pretty good actor. Anyhow,
absolutely, I agree.
You did play an Eddie Cochran song, I think.
I did play an Eddie Cochran song. You're absolutely right. Drive-in show.
But I didn't. What's the name of it? I don't know the name of it.
Drive-in show, 1957 on Liberty.
That's one I don't have. I have some. Cause I'm really into him and Buddy Holly, and I don't think I ever heard that one before.
It doesn't much sound like him. That's why I picked it.
Well, I kind of caught his voice, but anyhow, I want to make a request. "Door to My Heart" by Buddy Holly,
okay.
And the Fireballs, and I think it shows as I don't know what it is. I just heard it a week or so ago, and. Never heard that one before either.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's stuff that came out of Clovis.
Yeah, probably after he passed, I think.
Oh, yeah, so much. Absolutely. So much of that was posthumous, yeah. Of course.
Right. And I do have a request.
Okay.
And I only heard this one recently. I had no idea. "Boom Boom Baby" by Billy Crash Craddock.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's really it. But,
all right.
An interesting show.
Well, thanks.
Tonight, for me, anyhow.
Well, good to talk
okay.
to you. Appreciate
thank,
it.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You very kindly.
All right.
Bye.
So there you have that. 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. Mike called back from Bridgeview. All right, Mike, welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, well, came back. I got to say one thing first about that Marshall Dillon. John Wayne wanted him to be the marshal. Even when the show was over, he would talk about the show.
Yes, and
he was bigger. He was bigger than John Wayne.
Right, and John Wayne was the opening voice on that, even on television. Yes.
Yeah, and Mike did, and after at the end, he would talk about it too. I remember when
yeah.
it was when, you know like okay, Dad. I got five. I'm giving up on this completely, but I said check this mail.
Nope.
Doing the bills.
Nope.
Checking money in their pocket.
Nope.
Brushing their toupees.
Nope.
And I said talking himself.
Nope.
That's it. I say one more. I can't say nothing. So that's it. That's
all right. Good
it, so.
Deal. We'll reveal it at the end.
You're gonna say it, right?
Yes, I am. Before the show is over
I
tonight,
can't wait.
You will
I
know.
Can't wait.
All right. And thank
all
God
right.
you're not closer, or you'd hit me. Thanks. I appreciate it.
No, right. You have a good one. Have
you
a
too.
Good one.
Thanks. Yeah, that's the good thing about this because I realize if I was in very close proximity for some of these questions, I'm sure you'd just belt me. And who could blame you? All right, Walter from Chicago knows a bumper. So Walter, what'd you hear? You know.
Yes, I think, was that Dick and Dee Dee?
Yes, absolutely, doing Tell Me, 1962 on Liberty. Yes, indeed.
Good.
You
very
betcha.
Good.
Very good. Hang on. We'll get your address. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Now, the prizes are worthless, of course. You know that. It takes forever to get them. I mean, we're talking years at this point. you know, John had a hemorrhagic stroke in the thalamus, so we're doing what we can, is what it is. And so, you know, if you won, oh, I don't know, almost 3 years ago, you're still waiting. Now, hopefully most of you were still alive. Yeah, that's about all I can say about that. But you're doing it for the fun of it, because the prizes have no value whatsoever. So we do it to have a good time. But eventually you get a certificate for each time you win, which is a lot of fun. And you get something else you don't want each time you win. And that maybe or may not be a lot of fun, depending on what it is. It could be a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or God only knows what. But you'll like the certificates. That's all I can guarantee. All right, so I believe we're going to do some charts here. We got Mark from Aurora. We got Ralph in Rockford. All right, Ralph, welcome to WGN Radio. Ralph. There you are, Ralph. We're going to do 1968.
Oh, well, that would be a long story. You know, I was almost like an evening thing, but in the 1st of November of 1968, I had just been chosen the most valuable soccer player at Rockford College.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I had bought my first English sports car, MGA.
Okay.
In Rockford, Illinois.
That's great. Well, you were styling and profiling at the Beefaroo. But
well, I was kind of doing that, but the best thing of 1st November 1968 that I really met a beautiful a girl who came to our house here on El Rancho Lane in Rockford, and her name was Elaine Ruth Sanford.
All right.
And Elaine was really a beauty. She was working, believe it or not now, she was working as a private secretary for the father. His name was Charlie Miller, the father of the actress in Hollywood that played with Rock Hudson, Macmillan and Wise.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, we kind of fell in love a little bit, and in November in 68, I had just been to this country for a year and a half, and I had a lot of things that wanted to experience.
And I bet you've experienced them all by now.
Well, yeah, by now I have, to tell you the truth, I've experienced too many.
I believe that.
Yeah, that can be a mistake too, you know.
Tell me about it. Though I'd rather have regrets for what I did than what I didn't do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you have quite a history too, because I can tell by the way you know everything about everything.
No, I won't go that far. But I have lived in 32 American cities, so you pick up something in each of them.
Yeah, you have, and you seem to have picked up the best in every city.
So let's do November 1st of 1968 and see how you do. You ready?
Well, okay. I was gonna tell you some. One or two trivia, since we are talking about music trivia, I want to tell you something to kind of contribute to your show, because tonight is really the kind of show that I like best.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and so first of all, I wanted to tell you about that I have heard that some of your valuable loyal listeners, have talked about Tina Turner. Okay, and this is interesting fact here. Just a few weeks ago, that was the time when you were on vacation, in Brownsville, that's a city a little bit northeast of Memphis, Tennessee, on Route 40, there was a bronze statue of Tina Turner, who went to school in Brownsville, was erected with Tina having a mic in her hand, and it read, "Tina Turner, the Queen of Soul."
I love it. Well, there's the world's only, I think, Tina Turner Museum at the Delta Heritage Center. And you can check that out, and that's right inside Flagg Grove School, which was her childhood elementary school.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, yeah.
Absolutely. It's exit 56 off of I-40.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you are. And what another interesting thing, trivia, I call it, doesn't have to be trivia, is sometimes it's valuable knowledge. And she married a German. His name is Erwin Bach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he married, she married him, and I think he was, or he is, he's still alive, fortunately. Unfortunately, Tina passed away in May 23.
Right.
So, but Erwin Bach was very, very sad about, of course, her passing. But
well, interestingly, he donated a kidney to her before she died.
Yeah.
And so they were together for a lot of years before they got married. And I think they didn't get married till like 2013, and they'd been around for a long time. And let's face it, after living with Ike Turner, anything is better than that. But I mean, it doesn't get worse than Ike, but she did well on that second marriage.
Oh, yeah, very well. And as far as I know, I mean, the typical German name, Erwin, is a typical first German name, and then Bach is typical German. It means river river or something. So, but I understand that he is a music producer, and he produced with her in 88 one of her best-selling album that ever came out, and that was done in Germany, I believe.
Yeah. Well, he was working, I think, for EMI, and they sent him to pick her up at the airport in Dusseldorf, and that's when they met. And he was like 16 years younger than she is,
He was 16 years younger. I mean, you have a wonderful education through this EPIC, you know. You know, you must know a lot of, I know a lot of wonderful artists that I like that have been associated with EPIC, like, let's see, who is the prince, the Polish prince from...
Oh, yeah, Bobby Vinton, man,
yeah. Oh, he's still alive, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's not surprising. I figured he'd outlast us all.
Oh, well, he's a wonderful, I think he's a wonderful person.
Yeah, I have a picture with him from the 1965 convention, the Columbia Records convention, Columbia and EPIC. And it's funny, I had that up on the web. I won't ever again. And people said to me, "What, were you 10?" No, but yeah.
No, I really love his songs. He has so many wonderful songs, and everything with him was blue. You know, blue.
Right.
Blue,
well, and they were, you know, for the most part, they were remakes like Blue Velvet. You know, they weren't original songs. He brought them back. But sure. And Roses Are Red and everything else. You got some red in there, too. And
somebody saying that she wore a blue helmet.
Right, you know, I could see it. All right.
It wasn't a blue helmet, but it was blue velvet.
Yep.
And I wanted to compliment you again. Tonight was it was so far a wonderful show.
Well, we just try to have a good time on the radio. So, are you ready to do November 1st, 1968?
Yes, I hope I'm ready, and I hope this time that I might win something. Yeah. But I mean, the biggest prize one can win is to be on your show.
You're so kind. Well, we don't have to mail that. That's true. All right, so number one, Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah. I saw them live in Germany, Beatles.
Yes. Number two, Those Were the Days.
Oh, Mary Hopkins.
Yes. Number three, Little Green Apples.
Oh, Little Green Apples. That was O.C. Smith.
Absolutely. Number four, Fire.
Oh, Fire. That was the Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Absolutely. Number five, Midnight Confessions.
Oh, that's another group that I saw live in Rockford. That was, that was the Grassroots.
Yes, absolutely right. Number six, Eleanor.
Oh, that was Turtle.
Yes. Number seven, Over You.
Oh, yeah, believe it or not, this gentleman turned 83 3 weeks ago. That was Gary Crockett.
Absolutely, and the Union Gap. Yeah, he moved from San Diego to Florida a few years ago. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He just had a birthday here 4 weeks ago.
All right, number eight, Hold Me Tight.
Oh, gee, that was Hold Me Tight. That was Johnny Nash.
Yep, absolutely. Number nine, Love Child.
Oh, Love Child. Gee, I think Love Child, that was, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Absolutely. And number 10, Susie Q.
Oh, yeah, that was... I remember that one was Susie Q Part 1 by Fogerty, CCR.
Yep, absolutely right. Well, let's see how far you get. White Room?
Oh boy. Now the White Room, right now I'm in the Black Room, but the White Room, that was Cream.
Yep, number 12 is, and you'll get this one too, I know, Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, yeah, that was... Believe it or not, but that gentleman named himself after a famous Austrian author.
That's right.
Steppenwolf.
Yep, Steppenwolf it is. All right.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And here we go. Peace of My Heart. And we all know it's who it is, but what was the name of the group?
Peace of My Heart. Oh, that was a complicated name. I think it was Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Absolutely right. Number 14, Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, yeah, Harper Valley PTA. Oh, let's see, Harper Valley PTA. Just a minute, I got to think about that one.
A girl with a middle initial.
Yeah.
And she's from Nashville.
Was that J.C. Riley?
Nope. Jeannie C. Riley. Jeannie C. Riley.
Yeah, I had the last name I had right.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'll give you one more, Girl Watcher.
Oh, the Girl Watcher. Oh, that was a pretty nice hit. That was The Occasion.
Absolutely right, Donnie Weaver and The Occasions. You're 100% right. Well, you're a winner, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
thank
good
you
deal.
Very much. And you are even a bigger winner.
Ah, aren't you kind? I am because you called. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yeah,
and
I think
we just went into commercials, as usual. I screwed that up.
Know you. Understand that I want to be your lover man.
I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? All right. And, big hits. This isn't one of them, obviously. And what does he have in common with everybody else we played? Those are the bumper stumpers. We have our question, which will be revealed in the next 20 minutes if you don't get it. Men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. What? All right. And it's such a simple answer. So I expected a winner by now. And we'll see. All right. Prizes are worthless, so you're just doing it for the fun of it. And, of course, you got the deal on the bumper stumper. So when all else fails, pick your own category. Sky's the limit. All right. Carter is a first-time caller, and we defer to first-time callers. He's in Staples, Minnesota. So, Carter, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you very much, Raleigh. You have got just a terrific program.
Well, thank you.
It is just wonderful. My guess is that maybe someone else has already called it out. Use the bathroom before going to bed.
Nope.
Oh, well, so much for
nice
that.
Answer, though. I like it.
I'd say, you know, it's, like I say, you've got a terrific show. My recording career goes back to, well, it was 61 or 62. I was walking home from grammar school, and out in back of a building, I found an old dictaphone wax cylinder recorder. So I walked inside and asked the guys if it was trash. And they said, yeah, you can have it. And it came with a ton of cylinders, and I took it home, and I started recording.
Good.
Off the radio. That was just a ton of fun.
So tell me, tell me some of the stations you recorded, and do you still have the recordings?
I do not have the recordings. Somewhere moving from place to place, I don't know if one of my children stole that thing. I'm actually hoping they did, because if they didn't, then I don't know what became of it. But I did look it up. I think it was a 1922 Model A or something like that.
Okay.
But in any event, you've been in the business for a long time, and I've always liked the oldies. And I remember back in 70, 71, there was a female radio personality that came on late at night, Dolly Holiday.
Oh, of course, for Holiday Inns. Yeah, that was a sponsored show in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Her real name, I think, was Dottie Abbott, and she was out of Memphis. And she did that show for years, worked for Holiday Inn Corp, and they sponsored the show, Dolly Holiday. And yeah, absolutely, I remember her.
I found it so interesting. Then I got drafted in 71, and I did have one of those little homemade radios. You had to plug in an earplug and put that in your ear.
Sure.
It was the only thing I could hear after they shut the lights off. So I've gone from Minneapolis down to Fort Polk, Louisiana, and the first station I find has Dolly Holiday. Oh, it just felt a little better. Here I am in a brand new place.
Well, you know, it was interesting. So, she had, when the guy who had owned Sun Records had a couple radio stations in his hometown in Alabama, but also in Memphis, he started all-female radio. And in Memphis, he had WHER, and he hired Dottie Abbott, and she was the program director there. And then in the late 60s, through the mid-70s, Holiday Inn syndicated that Easy Listening overnight show. And in fact, she also did some recordings. She had an album out, Nighttime. They paid for that as well. But she, you know, it's interesting because on that overnight stuff in the 60s, you had a number of people vying for it because traditionally stations thought it was just garbage time after midnight. You had Herb Jepko and the Nightcaps, of course. But you also had American Airlines had a Music Through the Night show and a few others as well. But yeah, Dolly Holiday, after the show, still worked for Holiday Inn in their promotions department.
Well, for the heaven's sakes. Now, do you know when she finally went off the air?
That probably ended in the early to mid-70s. It probably didn't have too much more than a five-year run. You can probably find that album if you go to discos.com. Let me do that for you right now, because usually somebody's selling everything. Let me see about what they got for Dolly Holiday. And usually, by the way, very cheaply, because who wants vinyl? Let's see.
I've got a ton of vinyl.
Yeah, and nothing's coming up immediately. Why not? Oh, that's a shame. I would hope that it was there, but I don't see it.
I've got a number of secondhand album places. I still prefer vinyl. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I've got some.
Yeah, I do too, obviously.
And it just sounds a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Plus, the original recordings were produced the way we'd want to hear them rather than all the horrible remastering of CDs and stuff. So, yeah.
You're not kidding. And the original albums, I always look for first pressings, second pressings.
Right.
You know, you'll pay a little bit more. But we've got quite a number of secondhand album shops in the Twin Cities up here. We've got Applause, which really specializes in the older stuff. It's just bin after bin after bin after
bin. Right.
So, but anyways, that's all I was calling about.
Yeah.
You've got a terrific program, and you've got another fan that will tune you in every night.
Well, delighted to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolly. Take care.
All right, good deal. Right. Yeah, and she also had a single out on Klondike, and that, I don't know if you can buy it on Discos, but it's actually there. But as Dolly Holiday, it was just that nighttime album. Let me see if anyone is still... Oh, yeah, you can listen to this. You can get that album for $2. All right, Holiday Inn Records, Blue Moon, A Bad Case of You, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, Bolt of Cloth, I Will Wait for You, Have a Good Time, Ever Love Memphis Sound, Got a Crush on You, Some Way Somehow, Fascination, Big Oak Tree, and Are You Forever? Yes, 9 copies from $2 on Discos. And so let's see. Let me see the actual. Yeah, here's one for $2 plus $6.50 shipping. Very good condition. That'll set you back $8.50. And let's see. Yeah, there's several of them. So, yeah, I would say if you if Carter wants that record, Discogs, DISCOGS.com, 9 copies of it. And there you have it, Dolly Holiday, nighttime. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, let's see if we can do a little 5x5 with Laura and Willowbrook. So, Laura, are you with us? Have we lost Laura? We lost Laura for the night? Well, I know. She's entitled to sleep, don't you think? Mark and Aurora, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Oh, good, and you're awake.
I guess I will save my turkey votes for another night.
Why? I've got time.
Well, there's a song called something like Boom 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 by Conway Twitty.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, Boom 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 by a lot of people, but all right, Conway Twitty, huh?
I don't know the title, but it's a Conway Twitty song about he keeps telling her that she's experiencing something, namely sex, for the first time, and he's going to do it right for her, and it's the only song I can think of right now that I would call both hokey and trashy.
I'll have to figure out what the title of this is, because
normally
we think of Boom 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 is it's a blues record, you know, but it's not that.
Another one I would vote for was, as far as I know, it was never played on WKBW. Jeff K must have thought it was too racy. The Chakachas, Jungle Fever.
Chakakas, yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
That's another turkey.
Well, I don't know if it was too racy. It was a bad record, but.
Well, that too. I would second YMCA.
All right. Good.
And I guess I could go with Stayin' Alive too.
Okay, we'll get you down for that.
Yeah, and that's about all I can think of for now.
Well, those are all wonderful.
And now we're doing This Week in 1976.
All right, so let's find 1976.
Oh, and the Straggler, is it Masturbate?
No,
men are 4 times more likely to do this.
They probably are, yeah, but no. And you know, this is terrible.
Okay.
I had this book in front of me a while ago, the 70s charts, and now I'm looking around. I got the 60s in front of me. Oh, here it is. All right. All right.
Yeah.
I found it here. It was under a bunch of bank statements. All right. So now.
Yeah.
All right. So we're doing.
Okay. We'll try our best.
1976. This Week in 1976.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's find November, because we are in November. Oh, and here we are.
Yep.
All right.
We are.
Number one. Number one, 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 one. Tonight's the Night.
Rod Stewart.
Yep. Number two, Disco Duck.
Oh. It's that disco DJ.
Well, he's actually
that DJ.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't a disco jock, but he certainly was a DJ.
Yeah.
And he was in Memphis his when name he recorded.
Even if you played it for me, his name is slipping my mind.
All right, well, his real name was Rigdon Osmond Dees III, but Rick Dees.
Oh, Rick Dees.
Yeah.
Rick Dees, yeah.
Number three, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Gordy.
Number four, Love So Right.
Oh, the Bee Gees.
Yes. Number five, Muskrat Love.
Well, you always say Captain and Toenail.
Yeah, good enough. Number six, Rock Me.
Steve Miller Band.
Yes. Number seven, If You Leave Me Now.
Chicago. Their first number one song.
How about that? Number eight, Just to Be Close to You.
Lionel Richie and the Commodores?
Yes, absolutely. Very good. Number nine, Rubber Band Man.
Spinners.
Yeah. And number 10, Do You Feel? Was on A&M.
Do You Feel? Could you play it?
Yeah, if I have it, let me see. Yeah. By the time you get to, time you get to the 70s, even though I had to play
and
these
I
records
did.
On the radio, I don't think I remember
now,
any of them.
Now, I got Rick Dees before you said it on my phone, or before I heard you say it, so maybe that isn't, maybe that could be counted.
Well, I mean, you won anyway, so Do You Feel?
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting.
No, I was thinking more about going past number 10.
Well, we can, but here's what I'm curious about is what the hell this is, because I have a lot of Do You Feels, but they all have something more than that after it. That's from 78. Okay, that would be wrong. That's from 91. That would be wrong. 76.
Yeah.
Let's see about this one. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. I got it. Oh, yes. Here it absolutely is.
Okay. Frampton.
Yes, Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
All right, so that is Peter Frampton. Now, number 11. We'll see how far you go. Beth.
Oh, Kiss.
12, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Blue Oyster Cult.
13, Nadia's Theme.
Harry and Dvorzon.
Good enough. Number 14, Fernando.
Abba.
15, More Than a Feeling.
Can you play it?
Do I have to? But must I? All right, let's roll quickly. You know the song. All right, but let's,
yeah, I'm sure I do.
Oh, I am sure you do as well. Unfortunately, don't we all? All right, so here it is.
Oh, Boston.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Boston. All right, so after lovely Boston, we have You Are the Woman.
Can you play it?
That I've Always Dreamed Of. You know that song. All right.
Well, that's why I want to hear it.
You Are the Woman.
That's why I want to hear it, because I knew it.
And then I'm going to have to move along quickly, but let's see what I can do.
You Are the Woman, that Firefall.
Yes, absolutely. See, I just got it out, and you got it. Firefall it is. Okay, 17, She's Gone.
Oh, boy, that's a dramatic tearjerker. Hall and Oates.
18, Nights Are Forever Without You.
Oh, England, Dan, and John Ford Coley.
19, The Best Disco in Town.
Now that I probably won't know, even if you play it.
All right. Well, then we'll call it quits at the Ritchie family. All right.
Hang on. Don't go away.
I
probably wouldn't have known it.
It's to your credit. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right. So very well, as he always does, Mark and Aurora. We'll see if we can get time for Scott and Oakland. But right now I got to do this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Not much of that, but that'll be our final bumper stumper. You can tell me who she is, what they have all in common, or you can answer my question. Final try for that, and that is, men are 4 times more likely than women to do this at night. Do what at night? All right, so let's see what Scott in Oak Lawn has to say for himself. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Riley. Two things. One, shower.
Nope.
Check the door locks.
Nope.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So good choice, but no. All right. So I guess it's time that I identify this for you. And as I say, thank God I'm not closer. You'd hit me. Men are 4 times more likely to sleep on their backs than women at night. Yep. Sleep on their backs. It was that simple. How about that? Men 4 times more likely than women to sleep on their backs at night. All right. Don't hate me. Now, everybody I played appeared this week on one of the two Dick Clark shows, either American Bandstand or the Dick Clark Saturday Night Show. First thing we played was Clyde McFadder doing Twice as Nice, and that was 1959 on MGM, and he was 1958. He was on Dick Clark Saturday Night. David Ruffin, Everything's Coming Up Love, 1976 on Motown, which was 1975, American Bandstand appearance. The Fantastic Johnny C, She's Some Kind of Wonderful, 1967, Philele of Soul, 1966 appearance on American Bandstand. Eddie Cochran did Drive-In Show in 1957 on Liberty. He was on American Bandstand this week in 1958. Fabian doing String Along, 1960 on Chandler, 3 years before Ricky Nelson. 1959, he was on Dick Clark Saturday Night. Dick and Dee Dee, Tell Me, 1962 on Liberty. 1964, they were on American Bandstand. Jimmy Clanton, What Am I Gonna Do? 1961 on Ace, 1959 on Dick Clark's Saturday Night. Bobby Freeman, You Don't Understand Me, 1960 on King, and he was also in 1964 on American Bandstand. And Fontella Bass did Safe and Sound, 1966 on Checker, and she was on American Bandstand in 1965. So all of them were on one of Dick Clark's big shows, either American Bandstand or Dick Clark's Saturday Night, This Week in History. Yeah, ranging from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. So that was the deal. We didn't have time to play Dale Hawkins' Class Cutter. I was going to get to that. Interesting thing about that is, after a big harangue on Billboard saying it's causing kids to cut class, they renamed Class Cutter Yeah Yeah. We also didn't play Don Rondo, and that's for the best, White Silver Sands. Both of those would have qualified as well for this week. And so that is that. So now you've got all the bumpers, and you've got the question. Yes, men are 4 times more likely than women to sleep on their backs at night. Right. Told you it was simple. All right. So that means next Monday night, we start anew with a fresh question and fresh bumper stumpers as well, as far as that goes. Now, let me again look. This week, the only show that is being preempted is Wednesday. Wednesday will be on for the last hour of the show, and that's midnight. But tomorrow night, Thursday night, full show is starting at 10. And of course, no matter what we're doing, you can vote on the world's worst hit records, and I hope you will, especially if you heard things that you also hate. Make sure you second them, because that's how we come up with a tally. And let me see about next Monday night. I think that it is a full show, but I shall look to see what the deal is. I'm pretty sure that it is. So, like I say, I know next Monday, I'm pretty sure it's a full show, but next Monday I will be on with, before the show, with what am I trying to say here? I'll get to it sooner or later. Yes, I'll be on with, I'm just blanking it. Well, I will. I absolutely will. John Landecker, there you go. And the deal on that is, we'll be doing our food fight. I am going to support Mexican Coke. He will go for the regular variety. That's Monday night. But it'll be a full Monday night trivia next week, so that's the deal. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, we thank you for calling. Could not have done the show without you. Call again tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Riley James. It's WGN Radio.